family is really important. You know, my father wasn't there when I was growing up, and I have four kids. And I try to be the best father I can be. I think sometimes, I guess it's important to me to break cycles, because I think, you know, I can't, like last night I took my daughter to a Hawks game with her friend. She goes to Spelman, and I took her and her friends to the game, and we're just sitting there. And I just looked over at her, and she looked at me, and we just kind of, I kissed her on the forehead, and she was like, "What was that for, Dad?" You know, I was like, "I just love you," you know, and I mean, and I think that sometimes there are people that have strained relationships, and when I think about my children, whatever I put into their bank, and when I say their bank, their emotional bank, their spiritual bank, you know, sometimes people don't want to put anything into their kids. They just want to, you know, their kids to be there for them. And the thing for me is that I love my babies. And I think, you know, you lead by example. Because I think there's a lot of men that don't know, like my father. I didn't know my father. And then when we finally met, he was on his deathbed. And he, I took care of him, you know, and I gave him money. And I just remember when I was a kid, I love horses to this day. Because that was the only time I saw my father, he would take me to the racetrack with him. And he was trying to win the trifecta. And the trifecta was worth about $3,000 or $4,000 back then when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I gave him a check for $10,000. And his eyes almost went out of his head. He didn't know what to do. And then I was looking at him and I said, you know, what you didn't understand, you didn't spend no time with me when I was a kid, but I was your trifecta. I was with you every day. You just didn't know it. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow, yeah.
And so I think that, you know, for me, anytime I can plant seeds to men, women, families, you know, like I remember somebody said to me, Kyrie wrote to me, he says, "Hey, man, I hadn't talked to my brother in 5 years. And when I saw the five heartbeats and you and your brother got back together, I called my brother." And I was like, "What?" He was like, "Yeah, man, you know, I want to thank you for that movie." You know. And then I got a cat that came up to me one time. It broke my heart. He says, "Robert Townsend, man, I need to talk to you, man. You know what your best movie is, man? You've done a lot of movies, but the one movie that sticks out is The Five Heartbeats." He said, "When I watched that movie, I was strung out on heroin. True story, Mr. Townsend. I'm sitting in the theater, and then all of a sudden, I started watching the movie. And it was like, you know, Eddie King, when he got kicked out of the group, and I thought he was dead, and then he showed up again, and he was in the church with Choir Boy. I knew if God could work in his life, God could work in my life. That's the day I got off of heroin." And I was like, whoa. And so I take what I do, like movies and television for me is a ministry. It is. It really is. Like when people watch this new show, The Musical Theater of Hope, like I said, it comes on this Sunday, you know, 8 o'clock. It's going to touch your heart. I'm going to tell you right now, this show is going to touch your heart. I cannot wait. I mean, because, you know, I've always been able to create and, you know, make people laugh, smile, and then, you know, like I said, something like The Five Heartbeats, what people consider a classic, you know, I put my foot in it. This is some of the best work, I think, since The Five Heartbeats for me, you know, as an artist,
wow.
You know, I mean, I've done different things. Like, there's another series that I have that I wanted, you know, it's called Diary of a Single Mom. And this is one that, there's a movie that I directed called Holiday Heart. And it's with Ving Rhames and Alfre Woodard. And the writer of that, Cheryl West, she wrote a web series. It's on the internet right now. And it's called Diary of a Single Mom. And it's at PIC.TV. P as in Paul, I as in Internet, and C as in Charles. .tv, and it's an incredible web series that I want people to check out as well, and it stars Monica Calhoun, and then we got two silver screen legends in it, Billy Dee Williams and Richard Roundtree, and my brother from the Five Heartbeats plays her boyfriend, Leon. So it's called Diary of a Single Mom. I want people to check that out. We got 8 episodes on the web and getting ready to launch another 8, but it's really powerful. But the thing for me, it's important to give back. It's important to, you know, because there's a lot of people that feel helpless, and they go, "I don't know what to do. My money's funny. My kids ain't acting right. I'm in a bad relationship." And sometimes if they can see a movie or a TV show or a web series, it can help them. And so the Musical Theater of Hope that you'll see on Sunday, We delve into some serious stuff. But it's really, I can't wait for the world to see it. So you're going to be in for a special treat. And I just want people to tune in, tell the Gospel Music Channel about the show, that they like the show, so we can have more episodes.
I cannot wait to see the musical theater of hope. One question now. I like the impressions that you do. Will you be doing any impressions on that program?
Well, I'm really the host of the show. Okay. In the future, I may, but I'm really the host because it's. I discovered all these singers. I had auditions in Atlanta, and I had close to 3,000 people audition, and I just cherry picked the best talent. And so I'm pretty much hosting the show. But I may, if the show gets picked up and people really love it, then I'm gonna act and do crazy things on the show as well.
Okay, Robert, it has been a pleasure. I thank you for your time, and like I said. I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to just have a conversation with you, all the great things that you've done, and to know that you are a man who's done all these great things, but you want to give back. It's just a blessing for us.
We're all soldiers in this, man. I thank you for allowing me to be on your show to get across the airwaves the message that I have, because, if everybody does their part, we can make this world a better place. If everybody works together. So my whole thing is that I've always been able to reach millions of people through television and movies, but I always wanted to leave them with something more than just a joke or something more than just, emotion, so that hopefully their lives could be better. So that's why this is important. So just thank you with all my heart. Blessings to you and your family.
You are welcome. Thank you to our guest, the great Robert Townsend. Sunday, it's called The Musical Theater of Hope, 8 o'clock Eastern Gospel Music Channel. We know that you'll be checking it out. Robert, again, thanks, man.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Robert Townsend.